Afternoon, folks. As you can tell, it's windy. We're down on the beach at Winchelsea, and it is the highest tide I have ever seen. It's like two-thirds of the beach has been taken away. So Buddy and I are just pounding along the pebbles, which are sort of quite high up, so you can actually see tops of the houses that are on the other side already. Out to sea, it's grey, the water's that greeny grey. And because it's so high, it seems fairly calm and flat, because it's coming over all the gravel and sand that is normally there when I'm walking. So I'm not looking at very big waves or anything, just lots and lots of crawling up the pebbles. There's a ray of sun just zooming down through the clouds, through these grey, purpley, bluey clouds. Looks a bit like one of those space things, you know? The space station or alien ship is above and beams down the ray of light. Yeah, I know, very fanciful, but there we are. I'm in that sort of mood. Today is the 10th anniversary of the death of our daughter Ali from adult liver cancer at the age of 15. And I've come here because if I didn't, I might actually have just sort of sat and moped and cried. I thought time had sort of got rid of most of the pain, and in a way it has. I don't know who I'm crying for, her or me, really. And again, I was fine until I spoke to our son in London. And just wanted to cuddle him and be thankful he is alive and healthy. And I am thankful. I'm thankful for everything that I have and that I have been left, even if I don't have her or my father or mother. But I am thankful, and this is the place I come to give thanks to whatever is out there, the higher power. So look around you, guys. Be thankful for what you have. Right, back to pounding the beach. Bye.